This is the part of the show where we thank the ice cream truck drivers. Thank you, ice cream truck drivers. Right now, I'd like to thank Bad Pirate Scoop, Bearded Scoop, Blue Line Scoop, Christine Elcester, Christy Salinas, and Darren Cunningham. If you want to be an ice cream truck driver, these are the folks that deliver that fucking ice cream.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Scream straight to your fucking ear holes. You can head over to PreachingFun.com. PreachingFun.com is where you can go to sign up to be an ice cream truck driver. And who knows? The life you save may be your own.
Oh, you leaned too hard into that one. That was too hard.
I watched Hateful Eight.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hateful Eight on the flight back from Austin, and then I finished watching it yesterday. I was like, you know, I could just start talking in this cadence right here all the time. That'd be something.
Something was not the adjective I was going to use.
Something.
Bad idea.
Hey, Johnny, do you want to go to an ice cream social?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Great, let's go.
Oh, my gracious. I am alone in the studio with Aussie Rob today.
Oh, no.
Good morning.
Mothers, hide your children. It's time for Matt Mattingly's Ice Cream Social. Sitting, I forgot to ask him where, but that's Matt Donnelly. Sitting in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That's Paul Mattingly. I'm Dave, the audio guy. We're preaching fun. You're in San Diego. That's right. I knew that.
I'm in La Jolla.
Over
in San Diego. A much different experience than performing downtown in a variety of ways. Mostly about the town itself. La Jolla is just a beautiful town to walk around in. And there are less, I'll just say, mascots. Less mascots greeting you when you go in and out of.
Mascots!
I walked down the strip the other day for the first time in years. And I walked in front of the Bellagio. We were meeting a friend for dinner at the Bellagio. And so I just walked over from Caesars. And I was like getting accosted by mascots wanting me to. I was like, I am a grown man in his 40s walking alone down a sidewalk. How many pictures to commemorate this experience do you think I need? Like, how many pictures with Sorcerer Mickey am I going to need to really put the nail in the coffin of this experience right now?
Let's be real, Jacob. Nothing says Las Vegas like the Minions.
It's true. Everybody loves pictures with the Minion or the random female police officer who for some reason is only wearing a thong and pasties.
Wow, that's the best way to fight crime.
You know, last time she addressed me, I asked for her badge number and she just beat the fuck out of me. So
oh my God.
I don't think she's an actual police officer. Yeah, maybe. Maybe she just wasn't an actual police person. I don't know.
And I guess that's true too.
And you pulled out your camera and you're like, the Constitution says that I can film this. And she was like, no, it's going to cost you $100 to film me in this. You have to give me $100.
I was like, double check your fucking rule book, Pally.
And then she did. She pulled out a copy of the Constitution, and it turned out right there, $100.
Right there.
Then she ran me over.
She was just right.
She ran me over with a motorcycle, and I realized what branch of the police enforcement she was part of. She's in the assless chips division.
Oh. Now it all makes sense. That's why she wanted me to call her Punch.
Would you like to put your John in my paunch? $50 to put your John in my paunch, Daddy.
Oh, good shout out to John. He never gets a shout out.
And
it's
he
always
shouldn't.
Punch getting a shout
he
out.
He shouldn't. It's come to light that that actor is a fucking bag of hammers, a fucking tool shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
Wait. I think he
Hold
recently
on.
Died.
Let's make sure the audience understands that we're giving you hot chips gossip. Hot gossip
yeah,
from the show that
gossip.
Was filmed.
Yeah.
Of motorcycle cops in the 70s.
Everybody sure loved everybody loved Eric Estrada. Eric Estrada was everybody's favorite, and clearly he was the favorite.
Yeah.
But right. Larry, whatever his fucking name was.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's
who
Larry
played
something.
John. Total shitmonger. Look up bullshit on Larry. Look up like he's got stories out there. They're like he was just
Let's
an
see,
asshole.
I've Googled
to
bullshit on Larry, and nothing definitive is coming
oh,
out.
That's gonna be Minion stuff again.
Jacob, this gossip's so old, you might have to look in like an encyclopedia or something. I don't
no,
know if it's
yeah,
even on
the
internet.
Fresh.
Hold on, let me open up my book and blow the dust out on
Larry
it.
Larry Wilcox. That's it. Larry Wilcox. And he will cocks up your day, apparently.
He won't cocks.
Yeah, Larry won't cocks.
Let's see. Larry Wilcox. I'll just say Larry Wilcox problems. And he was charged with securities fraud.
Thank you. That's tip of the Wilcox iceberg.
So this is
later, after being
later
caught
in life?
By undercover FBI agents in a penny stock kickback scheme, he pled guilty to securities fraud conspiracy and was sentenced to 3 years probation.
Man,
of course,
Jacob, this even came up when we were in Austin. But boy, I just feel like no good comes from penny stocks. That's all I'm going to say.
No,
anytime penny stocks come up on the plan, I feel like that plan is a bad plan.
There was genuinely a stock that I heard about the other day. I heard about this company and was like, oh, that's a great idea. I want to invest in this company. This sounds like a really good thing, like a very profitable thing that they are gearing up to do. And then I searched for their stock, and sure enough, it was a penny stock. I was like, oh, never mind.
Yeah.
won't be doing that.
Mm-mm.
Won't be betting that they're going to go from penny stock to regular stock anytime soon.
Let me tell you guys, I am thinking about buying a boat.
What?
You are not thinking about buying a boat.
I am, just because we're getting so much fucking rain here in Pennsylvania.
Oh. I can't believe I fell for that.
Jacob and I's concern. We're like, wait, this is you are new hip drunk. You are new hip drunk, and you.
I can't believe I fell for it.
Come on. Not that. No, but it has been a deluge.
I was like, where's the nearest body of water to your house? What are you doing?
Very close, actually. There's water all over the place out here. And that's the thing. It's too much fucking water. It has rained for the past 4 days straight, harder than I have experienced rain in forever. Like, we used to get storms like this in Kentucky occasionally, but this is crazy. This rain was crazy. My backyard is a lake. It's just a flood, and I've gotten three separate warning flood things come through my phone. It's bad. People's shit is getting washed away in other parts of the county and other parts of the state. You know, downtown was kind of underwater before. I imagine a bunch of it is now. Even worse, because if they got anything like what we got the last couple days, it's crazy. The dogs go outside for 5 seconds and they come back in like they've had a shower. It's just the weather out here is crazy. It's crazy right now. I don't know what's going on. And then to top it all off, I'm dealing with this inclement weather. It's approximately midnight. I'm letting the dogs out for one of their last runs. And I go to make myself a couple of pieces of toast, having a late night toast with jam snack, right?
Yeah.
So I'm getting some toast. I'm listening to a podcast while I'm doing it. I hear a little shriek, but I can't tell if it's from the podcast, what it's from.
Oh yeah.
I'm getting my toast, everything. Then I look outside and I realize my porch light, which is motion detection, has gone off. which means the dogs are somewhere outside of the range of the porch light and have been for a considerable amount of time.
Oh, no.
Does the story involve a bear? No.
Okay.
And just like kids.
Hello.
When the dogs go quiet.
Get out of here, bear.
You can attest to this, Donnelly. When all of a sudden you're like, oh, shit, I don't hear my kids.
Yes.
Right? Like, you dread.
Noise in the household, normal. Silence in the household, what the fuck? That's what's going on. Something weird.
Do you go dread or do you go hopeful, Matt? Do you just hope that maybe they left?
Maybe they finally open up that lemonade stand they've been talking about.
Maybe they've gone to seek their fortunes.
They bought a boat. I head outside. They're both sniffing around at something over in the corner of the yard. It's pitch black. It's raining. I take a flashlight. I throw on my Crocs so I don't get completely swamped in my shoes.
Well, plus, if you have to fight or flee, I mean, Crocs are just the perfect piece of footwear for that. Yeah, for either one.
I don't know what I'm facing. Yeah, they're in sport mode.
Yeah.
Adora has killed a rabbit.
Okay.
Oh, no.
She killed a big rabbit. And our next door dog, Olive, has done this. Remind
everyone, what kind of dog is Adora?
She is a Pembroke Welsh Corgi.
Yes. So a large, vicious-looking creature.
She's fierce. Adora is fierce. She's crazy. And she got that.
Oh, no, my wiener dogs have done the same thing. And it's hilarious to watch a tiny little dog just murder something.
Yeah,
the Napoleon of the household in Paul's house.
Yeah, that's right.
She absolutely is. She's got little dog syndrome. Well, I go
how long did it take you to skin the rabbit, and which recipe did you use?
I went with just straight up classic Hassenpfeffer.
Good, good, smart.
Smoked with some veggies. Yeah. A brace of conies, as they would say. The poor little thing, I don't know what she did to it, but she got it good. It's laying there, putting out its last little breaths. It's not moving. I get them away from it. I try and tap it a little bit, see if it'll get up and go again. And it's just done. So I get everybody in the house and clean everybody up. Give it a minute or two. Go back outside. He's gone. He or she. I didn't check the sex of the rabbit.
You didn't gender the rabbit?
Didn't gender the rabbit.
You didn't ask the rabbit what the pronouns are?
Paul, I thought with your hip you'd be less lazy, but you're not even sexing your rabbits in your neighborhood anymore?
Well, here's the thing, Matt. A hole is a hole for me. And so once I enter the creature, I don't ask about where I'm in. I don't care. If
Paul
I got
in his backyard, he's like, a hole is a hole and a mole is a mold. And
if
I'm gonna
I got
fuck
in,
that mole.
It's a win for me. That's it. I got in something. Mm-hmm. So I go ahead and I pick this poor thing up. And as I'm looking at it, it's got these giant fucking ticks on its neck up by its ears. So that indicates to me probably something was wrong with the rabbit anyway.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Otherwise it would have gotten away. Yeah, it was a little slow.
It was a little slow. Like, it probably was under the weather and had allowed parasites and all kind of shit to get to it.
It had been staying still too long. Yep.
Something, right? Yeah, I don't know.
Something was wrong and it was staying still because of it, yeah.
It's like that really off-taste child molester joke. But basically, that rabbit was going around.
Oh, there's an off-taste one?
Tell the tasteful one, Matt. We always like the tasteful one.
And then he went to jail. That's the tasteful one.
Oh, yay!
Bravo!
Yay! Everyone's favorite child molester joke.
But that rat. So your dog went up and was like, what's going on, bunny? He's like, I'm having the worst day. I got these ticks on me. I'm really disoriented. And your dog was like, you think you're having a bad day.
I got you, fam.
Good night.
Good night. So I picked it up and I just chucked it over the fence line over into some brambles. And I think it might still just be there. I'm hoping a hawk came and got it or something came and got it. But then I did start thinking.
There's a hawk in the brambles, dear Elijah.
Did I just set a bear a bear attract
mode. A bear bag. Did you put a bear bag up?
I just put a bear bag over there. But I don't know if bears eat old dead rabbits. So, well, I don't know. But anyway, Adora's doing her job.
Bears eat whatever they want.
Adora's doing her job. She's taking care of those varmints in our yard. What's up?
Basically, I thought I was going to get so much heat for my bear bag ignorance. instead, we just got one very informed scoop, Tin Scoop, who lives, you know, hikes national parks and lives in parks.
He's always hanging out in Yosemite.
Simply one tweet that just said Jacob was right about the bear bag and I was wrong. That's it.
No.
Okay.
Oh, I think we just found a topic that that not tons of scoops know about.
Well, but we were right in so much as the bear bag is not designed to attract a bear. The bear bag is designed to just keep your food away from the possibility of a bear eating it. You don't put it miles away from your campground. You just put it up in a tree nearby.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And if you want
to attract bears to your enemies' houses, you just throw steaks all around the house.
Or you bring a gaggle of gals who are on their menses.
Right.
No, that's for sharks.
I don't think it's sharks. I don't think
fork
it is.
Sharks? You think fork sharks is a myth, Paul? Go
fork
ahead.
Fork sharks?
Forest. Forest.
Oh,
forest,
forest
sharks.
Sharks. Oh, no, I don't think they're a myth. Sharks. No, I believe in everything at this point.
I know.
Honestly, I'm starting to believe in everything.
Land shark.
Guys, they're proving that Havana syndrome is real. What's not real anymore? You guys know about Havana syndrome?
Okay, so here's
has Penn talked about this? I want to know. I haven't listened to the latest episodes. Will you bring up Havana syndrome to Penn?
Why did it take that turn?
because you started talking about fucking cryptids, and that took me to
why
conspiracy
wait, sharks.
Why do you care that Penn talks about it? That's what I want to know. Like, why?
I just think it would be interesting.
And why do you think sharks are cryptids?
I enjoy his take on stuff, and especially when stuff that shouldn't be real turns out to be real.
Like sharks.
No, fucking Havana syndrome.
Okay, so Havana syndrome was rumored that Cuba was weaponizing some kind of wave or radio wave or something.
They don't know if it was Cuba. But the incidences started in Cuba.
They started in Cuba.
In the Cuban embassy, U.S.
And I have no idea what this is. So explain this to me like I have no idea what it is because I don't.
The U.S. embassy in Cuba.
U.S. ambassadors and political persons were experiencing weird noises. They would hear high-frequency sounds.
I do remember
this.
Then
they would start to get terrible headaches. Then sometimes they would develop debilitating mental stuff, pain, all kinds of weird shit going on with their heads and their bodies. And they just colloquially referenced it as Havana syndrome because that was where the epicenter of these incidents were occurring.
And then initially there's a big look into all of it. And initially the report was the whatever happened was a coincidence. There's no sign of it being a weaponized thing.
Yeah.
It was the last
report
that I had read.
Of course, it's coming out that, we think Russia has this technology because we, the CIA, definitely do.
Okay.
So that's
what... some kind of sound wave that can make you feel shitty.
It's basically like a microwave laser that can be targeted into your area. And
skull?
It can jack you up from long... It's some kind of frequency weapon that can be targeted at you and... fuck you up in ways that we aren't fully explaining.
And to tie it into what we've already been talking about, they use the three words to target it. They're like, put the three words in.
Yes.
Comrade.
Yep. Oh, he's at Jones Spaghetti Robotron. Get him now. Fire on Jones Spaghetti Robotron. By the way, Jones
Aussie
Spaghetti
Rob is
Robotron.
In turn today, and I sent him the three words to be like, these are the three words that will put you right at the front door of Show Creator Studios.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, good. It's funny, Jacob. That's what I figured out with the app the first time I used it. They're like, pick a place to do it. And I picked the door of the churn as well. So that's pretty great.
Let's
put good three words, too. I don't remember what they are.
Should we put it out? I was going to say, can we put it out there?
Yeah.
Can we put the churn on blast?
Well, yeah, we say that we're at Show Creator Studios.
I know. So what's
the churn is.
We're open to the public.
What are the three words?
Hold on. I'm getting right here.
Spock's acting.
That's it. Allow sparks acting.
Ooh, that is good. That's yeah. See, that's like the next thing I was thinking about. Like, if three words catches on, which I'm sure it will, because we're talking about
it's probably been around for like a decade, but yeah.
Has it?
I don't know. It could be. That's, we've done no research. It could have happened yesterday. It could be 10 years ago.
Well, I think it's
been around long enough that there are spoof sites on it already. Spadoni sent me a text the other day, and then I went down a quick little, two, 3 minute rabbit hole. I look at a couple of spoof sites. There are some that use dirty words. There's some that use
fucks. What three fucks?
That's it.
Yeah.
There's one that uses emojis.
Yeah.
There's one that just it's just three emojis.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So there's one that uses like pictures, still images from porn. That one seems the least reliable.
I'm just thinking from our nightmare capitalist side, like how the bidding war to get the three words that you most want for your location, right?
Because
it's all about branding. So,
I want my three words to be money, money, money.
Like Empire State Building would probably want Empire State Building.
Right.
Oh, sure.
Right? Stuff like that.
Yeah, just right there at the front door. Yeah.
Just be like, type in Empire State Building. Boom. That's the spot. Right. And that's where you get to and things like
that. But they're outbid by some wise-ass startup.
Niagara Falls gets slowly I-turned.
But the Americans and the Canadians are fighting over which one gets it.
Yeah.
Right.
Some startup took Empire State Building. So the Empire State Building stuck with like biscuit, spoon, dry hump.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's hyphenated.
Four words. Do they use hyphenated words?
No. Yeah. I shouldn't have used a hyphenated word, guys. It confused the joke, and I apologize. I rescind my joke.
I like it being hyphenated. I want it to be hyphenated. I want all the words now to be hyphenated words.
All right. Well, Matt,
I want one of the spoof sites to only use hyphenated words.
I look forward to your Havana Syndrome conversation with Penn.
We'll see if we can say. We're not recording this Sunday because we recorded.
Oh, even better. Already. Even better. Delay it a bit. Let the heat come off of it. We don't want him to talk too much about it.
There you go.
While it's a hot baked potato right now.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who else doesn't want to talk about things that got too much heat on it. And that is the following sponsor.
Butt plugs for your pug. That's right. This is from Crocoduck Scoop from 2023. Butt plugs for your plug.
Well, that's upsetting.
For your plug or your pug?
Your pug, sorry.
Pug, yes.
I rescind the last reading of my last commercial.
Hi, fans!
Hey there. It's me, McGruff the Crime Dog. Turns out some sicko's been jamming stuff up doggies' asses, and I'm here to sniff out the culprit. Help me take a bite out of crime and take these plugs out of these pugs' buttholes. It's a disgusting plague on American society. What happened to our values? This used to be a country, goddammit, where a cartoon dog could stop a pederast at 80 yards. I had a license to kill. Do you understand that? I worked dark ops CIA for 25 years. People don't really understand that McGruff had it rough. I really did. I killed so many Cambodians. I don't even see faces anymore. All I hear is screams. Just screams when I close my eyes. The images are gone, blurred in a sea of blood. All there is the audible sound of the last breaths of the thousands of children whose lives I took while napalming indiscriminately. Oh, what a life. But
are you saying that McGruff the Crime Dog was part of the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia?
Let's not talk about it. I had my demons, but I got over it.
That's upsetting.
Well, if you look under the trench coat, you'll see part of me is burned off from a misplaced shell. Ruff. But as it stands, I want you guys to know today's real danger to society is butt plugs. Ignore us toppling democracies. Pay no attention to the man behind the mask. Well, there went one. Somebody just got a dog, just popped it right in his hinder. Oh, no. Please, help me.
Enter Hay Scoops at checkout, I guess.
Help me. Help me. Help me.
I feel like I don't want to support this, but
please help me.
I guess enter Hay Scoops at checkout.
Help me. It's been a hard time.
So Ice-T tweeted out a joke. You want to hear the joke that Ice-T tweeted out that I wrote down?
Yes.
Wife walks into her husband in the bedroom and says, honey, do I look fat in this dress? The husband says, now, before I answer, I need you to promise me that you won't be mad at me no matter what I say. And the wife says, okay, honey, I promise. And the husband says, I've been fucking your sister.
Pretty good.
Ice-T tweeted that out the other day and said, this is my favorite joke. I kind of agree with him.
That feels like a Wayne Geo comic if I've ever heard one right there. That seems like a Wayne Giovinazzi comic right there.
You reminded me of another dumb joke that I heard a long time ago. Guy comes home from an early day of golfing, spoiled by rain. Sees another car in the driveway. Goes, oh, shit. Walks into the house. Hears a scuffling up in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. What could it be? Opens up the door. Boom. There's his best friend giving the business to his wife. Just fucking man.
Giving her the business.
Giving her the business. He says, oh, fuck. And the friend says, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. He says, you're going to be sorry. He grabs him by the dick and balls. And he drags him down into the garage. And he throws his dick and balls into a vice grip, twists it, and seals it off. So it's locked on there pretty tight. And the guy's in a lot of pain. He says, oh, God, I'm so sorry. I know I've really crossed the line of our friendship, but please, please, you're not going to cut it off, are you? He says, no, you are. I'm going to set the garage on fire.
All right.
Oh,
just goes to show you, don't fuck with a guy who has a vice in his garage.
No, it's a bad idea. Especially,
I have a vice in my shop.
Especially,
man, you can do some damage with that thing.
Yo, right? On a wiener? Jake, wiener versus vice? Wiener always wins. I mean, vice always wins. Did I say wiener always wins?
Because the vice is going to be seduced.
Like, what vitamins are you taking where your wiener always wins against the vice?
Well, I'm here to tell you guys, I didn't want to break it out right now, but we have a new sponsor. Frank Thomas came to my house the other day, and he told me straight up, says, you're low T, buddy.
Oh, no.
So now I'm on that shit.
You want to be a big unit?
I'm on that shit. I got a big unit that can fuck a vice.
Well, you're going to need it to steer the boat, because you know you're going to be double fisting.
Two beers, floating down a Pittsburgh street that's flooded, sticking my dick like a giant oar, because it would work like an oar after it got flattened by the vice.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Jacob, you do a lot of heavy editing on this show, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because the punch...
Yeah, all of that stuff you just heard about Paul's dick in a vice and him being a reverse beaver with his reverse beaver tail. That's all edited in post.
Oh, my flappy waffle-like cock.
The punchline to the Chowmaster joke that I didn't tell on air is,
oh,
boy, this just isn't your day, which is stronger than what I said earlier.
All right, just back to one, everyone. Go ahead, just give us the punchline, Matt, and I'll edit that in the other one. So back to one.
And Paul's dog said, boy, this just isn't your day. Jacob's.
That's a good one, Matt. Now we're going to talk about low T with Frank Thomas.
I don't think I've ever heard your big fake laugh before. That's really good. I like your big fake laugh.
That's a good one. I like that.
Similar animal horror story. So. One of my kids, this was tough. One of my kids got picked on at school.
I apologized.
Yeah, Jacob, you're not even supposed to be within 50 feet of that school.
No, I'm not, but I found myself there and I was like, oh, there's a kid. I'm going to pick on him. And I was like, oh, I know this kid. I'm going to really pick on him.
Matt, I don't want to take the side of the bullies, but I did hear the punchline to the joke that got your kid into some hot water. And the punchline is as follows. How do you get your fingers out of there?
Oh, no. Oh,
right?
No.
Right. Yeah.
That's tough.
Okay. But go ahead. With that qualifier, defend your child.
Basically, it's really hard. Like, you know, if someone comes at you. You know.
Wait, are we back on the Vice joke?
Yep.
Okay.
And I was like, this is how you win against the Vice.
It's really hard.
I gave my kid Frank Thomas testosterone pills. He's a big chap.
Hi there, son. My name's Frank Thomas. Take this pill. Yeah, now you're in good shape.
So regardless,
if you put that in a Vice, you're going to be a reverse beaver.
I'm not going to get into the full parenting moment I was trying to have. I'll just say that while I was trying to have a discussion with my kids about defending themselves and the way to properly do it, not do it, and if you get in trouble, et cetera, while I'm trying to have this chat with them, they're both young, but I'm both sitting down on the couch. We're going to have a chat. It's a dad time chat.
I like that
you took the opportunity to take the chat with both kids.
That's what, yes. I like that you included both the boys at the same time. That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because one was not in trouble. For defending, they were in trouble in school for defending themselves. They're not in trouble with me for defending themselves.
I see.
So,
was this a physical altercation or just a words thing?
No,
it was physical altercation. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And you know, a discussion about defending yourself versus escalating violence, all that kind of stuff. It was like, we have to get into this. This is not a black and white issue. We have to talk about it and you get in trouble. And, you know, talking about how, you know, whatever, even in sports, it's often the person who retaliates who gets in trouble. The person who tries to come back, right? As I'm trying to get through this very smarter, more nuanced, more kind of tougher way to look at the world, I'm trying to really have this serious chat with them. My cat brings in the biggest, deadest lizard from the yard, right in there, just totally. And I was like, you know, I was trying to wait until after their soccer practice, wait until after they do their homework. I'm like, I am rehearsing this chat 1,000 times in my head. I really want to make sure.
Oh, sure you are. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And while I'm trying to get out the pitch, while I'm trying to get out the point, walks my fucking cat with a big old dead fucking lizard. Just really destroyed and
cat
right in the middle.
Dragging in a Komodo dragon.
This is just a mark of spring, right? Like, there's just critters out there on the loose, and other critters are like, time to kill. It's spring. Yeah. Let's kill stuff.
Well, my wife was like,
the apex predators, like the cat and the corgi, are just out there in a murderous rage.
Time for a culling.
I told the story to my wife, and she laughed at me and was like, this is on you. That cat doesn't kill anything or bring anything to me. You were away for a week. No dead animals. Nothing happened. You come home and boom, it's a big offering is made to you in the household.
I would say that's a sign of, it clearly respects you and likes you. Yeah.
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 Now I try to discipline the spray bottles. Some people find this to be controversial. I don't think it's that bad. The water spray bottle to be like, we don't like that, right?
Yeah.
And so I felt like I properly...
Well, it's the way you do it. You just take the spray bottle and throw the bottle at the cat like a baseball.
No, what happens is I bend it over and I use it like a bidet. And I make the cat watch.
Psychological torture.
I will keep squirting my ass. Bad plan.
Let me clean my asshole. No, that's not the episode title.
This is going to clean me a lot more than it's going to clean
you. Let me clean my asshole is not the episode title.
It's going to clean me a lot more than it's going to clean you. This is one of those things.
Not using my tongue, cat?
You're right. That's like what? What are you? That's
just shaming the cat.
That's some weird stuff. The cat's going to be like, you're not using your tongue just because you can't. If you could, you'd be all day on that couch, rimming yourself into oblivion. Don't even get it twisted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So was your son, obviously we know your sons. Was your son very upset by the whole situation? Were they more upset or less upset when you were talking to them? How was the kiddo?
Well, this is what's tough, right? Because he got sent to the principal's office, you know?
Sure.
And so came home with a note from the vice principal and all this other stuff. But his other brother was on the playground when it happened and saw everything.
Oh, okay.
And so actually what's happening is
so that, witness for the defense.
Yeah, well, that's it. Because at first we just got a note home from the principal saying he was being violent outside. So at first he was in trouble. But then, yes, his lawyer brother came to his defense saying, no, he's the other person started it. He simply pushed back and also tried to walk away. And I was like, well, these are very interesting facts.
And none of that was in the note from the school?
No. No, it wasn't.
That's annoying.
It is frustrating. It is.
Yeah.
Let me tell you,
Matt. I am annoyed. I was about to say, I would be annoyed by that. Nope. I am annoyed by that. On behalf of your sons that I've watched grow up for their entire lives, I am annoyed by that.
Exactly.
I'm glad you got that that report. I may have shared this story before. I may not have. Mm-hmm. When I was in grade school, my mom happened to teach at the same school I was going to back in Lebanon.
Sure.
And I was a young whippersnapper. I must have been maybe first grade, second, tops. And we were playing in the gym during our gym break. And some kid smashed my fingers with his foot. Hard, right? Mm-hmm. Stomped on my fingers on the ground. Right?
Okay.
Hurt like a motherfucker.
Ooh. You were practicing your handstands at the time, I assume?
No. I was just playing, doing something. I don't know. We were all just playing in the gym doing stuff.
Paul was just sitting there in the gym with his hands, with his fingers spread on the gym floor, doing that thing with the knife where you just stab the space between your fingers over and over again.
Yep. I was, because I watched Aliens, because my parents had no objections to me watching any kind of R-rated. No.
Sure.
That bit was also in the show recently, Tokyo Vice on Max.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
And I was like, wait, is that, like, how long is something in a film that, until it's up for grabs? Because as soon as I started doing it, I was like, that's the thing from Alien. And I was very distracted and did not like
it. How do you do it better than sped up film indicating an android's abilities, right? Like, why would you do it again?
How do you do it better than that?
That's
you don't do that again. It was dumb for them to do it. What was it, Tokyo Vice?
Oh, yeah, that shows, I'm the only person who watches it as far as I know. And
I was going to say, you got to be.
And I laugh because it's like really dramatic about the press versus the Yakuza. But the whole point is like, you must write this news story. And the cop being like, you have to write this. Like, it's clearly written from the perspective of a reporter who thinks he's very important. You know? So I kind of half hate watch the show. But it's that, and I like Japanese.
You know, that's the
Yakuza
same plot
shit.
As the new Civil War movie. It looks like. I just watched the new Monkey Man movie the other day with Brushwood and a couple of other friends down in Austin.
Yeah,
and they had a preview for that Civil War movie beforehand, and it's just like the preview makes it look like, oh, the heroes are the journalists.
Yes,
and they're wandering through, and somehow they're going to save everything by getting to Washington, D.C. and interviewing someone.
Exactly. Boo. So believe it or not, writers have no problem writing stories about writing being very important.
Yes.
Meanwhile, they're sitting in a Red State diner for 8 hours talking to Joe Bob about why his tractor don't run no mo.
Oh, that's always my favorite. Justin Robert Young, always on this politics podcast, points out the whole, like, when the big city reporter goes to the local diner to get the local perspective and how it's just the laziest journalism. It's the laziest
so
journalism
stupid.
In the world.
Yeah, it's so dumb. It's
like, all right,
coming to you from this Waffle House.
So anyway, young Paul's hand is stomped.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Young Paul, in his, very young fight or flight brain.
Yes.
Lizard brain decides vengeance. Fight. Right.
Yeah.
So I run at this kid and just whap into his back, right?
Ooh,
just
like, okay.
Run, boom. Knock into him.
Give him the body check.
Honestly, Paul, very least you deserve a 15-yard penalty for a block in the back.
I mean,
I was going hockey. I was going to go to 2 minutes, 2 minutes for
2 minutes in the box
checking or something.
What I did was not a good thing, but at the same time, I was five. But just like in your situation, Matt, the offense had not been witnessed.
Sure.
But my mom happened to be walking her class through the gym right as I decided to tear off and slam into this kid. And she saw me do that.
Mm.
But she didn't see the first, she didn't see the,
she did
the,
not
the,
see the
protagonist.
No. So right then in front of her fifth grade class, my class and another class.
Oh no.
She paddled me in the gym.
paddle dude.
Oh, no! Into,
yeah, for running into that kid. Yep.
Oh.
So there are things in here
Paul's just
that are
his head.
Just that have just been mulled and twisted and morphed over years. And she felt bad about it later.
Sure. How do you know? How do you know?
She's told me she felt bad about it later.
That's crazy.
Brother, let me tell you. So, yeah. So that's just, and that's tip of the iceberg stuff. So I applaud you, and I'm so pleased. My brother has children very much your children's age, and he goes through a lot of the same kind of situations and scenarios. And I just think it's great to see how far we've come with parenting, yeah, and how much forethought we put into it and how much effort we put into it. There's no good or easy way. I shouldn't say good. There's no easy way to do it, and it's never going to be exactly right. But there's just so much more forethought from a lot of my friends that have kids that I see, and I'm always deeply touched when I see nurturing parenting happening and, you know, words and conversations being used instead of other solutions. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, parenting is fucking hard. And, you know, I guess in these moments we're talking about me being maybe good, but you know, you have your bad moments and you're all the moments all the time.
Right.
But one thing that I'm sure my kids will make fun of me for it later is I've gotten to the point where I go, all right, I've said this, you guys have ignored me, and this is the part where I will start to yell in order for you guys to get things done. Can we skip the part where I yell? Can you guys just do it now? And I've been skipping, and I catch myself about to blow up, and yeah, I just say, hey, I'm trying not to blow up right now, but I'm about to the point where I'm going to yell, so let's just do it. And then they do it, and then we all feel better. So it's the only good thing I'll brag about as a parent is I catch myself before I'm about to blow up and say that I give them one warning
alone,
shot. I basically am firing in the sky before I fire.
But that's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot, man. That's a lot to get to that place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a lot to get to that place, and that takes a lot of self-discipline and work. And again, yeah, there's reasons I don't have kids. Myriad reasons I don't have kids.
Well, the vice is a big part of it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's not helping anything.
I did take myself out of the game when I went full waffle with my cock. It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, semen comes out, but it's just not right. There's something off, right?
The tenderloin.
Like
the tenderloin.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the literal tenderloin district down there in my crotch zone. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
I'll tell you who else wants to hear about all the good things, but what we're going to talk about when you get back is just all of the bad parenting that Matt has done.
Oh, God.
That is the following sponsor.
I have a lot of those stories, too.
Right? I mean, nobody's perfect.
Today's show is brought to you by Paul's 9-Minute Monkey Joke Volume 2 from Reckless Scoop from 2023.
It was only 9 minutes?
Oh, my God.
It feels like it's still going.
I told you guys the one about the
you have to do the ad. Do the ad first.
Yeah, no, I'm recollecting the one I told was the one where the monkey gets the fire truck.
Yes.
There are other monkey jokes.
Okay.
And here's another one. All right, so this this monkey finds a genie, right? And the genie says, "Hey, hello,
that's
monkey.
All the time we have on Matt Mattingly's Ice Cream Social.
Hello, monkey. You have found me. You have awoken me from my slumber. And you get 3 wishes."
Okay.
And the monkey says, "Amazing. I can't wait. I'm going to be the richest monkey in the whole world." Genie says, "Done." Suddenly, the monkey is in a room filled with gold. He opens a door, another room filled with gold. In fact, it is a giant mansion, wall to wall, hundreds of rooms filled to bursting with gold. The monkey is beside himself. He can't believe it. Secondly, the monkey says, I am now the richest monkey. Genie, I also want to be the most powerful monkey. Done. Suddenly, the mansion grows into a giant facsimile of the White House and the Taj Mahal and a bunch of shit in Russia and a pyramid, and like an Eiffel Tower on top. All the international symbols are built into this giant thing. It basically, he becomes the head of all states just in that moment. He is the king of the earth. He rules everything and everyone. A bunch of little sycophant people come in. They're like, oh, monkey, what do you want us to do? He's like, make it where everybody gives me everything and I am even cooler. Blah! And it does it.
And this is just wish number two.
This is just wish number two.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Wow.
Pretty incredible. Finally, the monkey says, I'm pretty happy with what's going on here. I want to be the happiest monkey in the world. And the genie says, done. And sure enough, monkey feels great. Monkey feels awesome. He's never felt this kind of happiness in all his life. Even with all of his gold and everything, the happiness is almost overwhelming. He's living like this for years, just loving life. One day he gets a knock on his door. And it's this old, decrepit monkey. And he opens up the door and says, what do you want, old, decrepit monkey? And the old, decrepit monkey says, I'm your mother. You should let me in your house. He says, I don't know. I got everything I need and I'm super happy. Just let me in. And so he does. And he lets her in. And then he goes and he climbs up on top of one of his giant piles of gold. He's like, so what do you want? And the monkey mom reaches into her coat and pulls out this little bundle and tosses it on the ground. And the monkey says, what the fuck is that? And the monkey mom goes, it's your twin sister. She was stillborn. You were supposed to be twins, but she died. You'll never really be happy. I'm actually a genie too, and I just fucked up your wishes because you're not really happy now because you never know your sister. And the monkey starts to frown and cry, and he realizes, oh man, she's right.
That's the joke?
Yep. Oh, was that it?
That's it.
Enter Hey Scoops at checkout. Matt, who sent that in?
Crocoduck Scoop.
They are excommunicated.
guys.
They're out.
There's a much longer version.
Yeah, no shit.
That was how does it end one. In humor? I wanna, how
it
does
doesn't. It doesn't. They don't always. That's the thing. The monkey joke stories, they're not always funny. And that one's really sad, right? So, yeah.
What the when fuck? You say they're not always funny, that implies that some of them are.
Well, oh, come on. The one like the with last the, one. The... Yeah. that was funny.
I would say... If there are multiple ones, save the presentation of the stillborn last. I'd say do that one.
Oh, believe me, that's one of the last ones that I came up with because I was coming up with a lot. And I think the fact that it turns so hard at the end was just a factor of me just being like, I got to move the form at this point, right? Like I've done the funny ones. Now let's get into where monkey jokes can really say something.
A stream crossing genie is a little weird. It's a weird turn.
You know why you didn't like that? You didn't like that the mother was a genie?
It's a little ham-fisted
for
me.
That's where you draw the line?
That's it.
Matt, Havana syndrome is real. What the fuck even matters anymore? Let the mom be a genie who brings the dead sister.
Okay. You talked us into it.
Who fucking cares? You can have your fucking brain melted by microwaves at any time.
That's true. That's true.
Then fuck it. Yeah. I can't wait for your discussion with Penn. Oh, I'm just on pins and needles.
Well, Paul's half laughing because this is my least favorite thing that happens to me in the wild.
People bring up stuff for you to do with Ben.
People send me stuff. People text me stuff. Not to have a conversation with me, but for me to simply be some errand boy for Penn's.
Well, then I would think that you would empathize even more with the monkey genie mommy who happens to be put into this uncomfortable position.
No, I'm laughing that you
are the
this,
monkey genie mommy.
And you will do it to me on air, so that it encourages other people to do the same.
Yeah, I'm a dick. I'm a total dick when it comes to this shit. No, I just think it's really funny.
Yeah, when it comes to this, Paul is a dick.
I think it's just really funny with when the fucking conspiracy stuff.
Yeah.
It's just all the CIA.
And also, that's also one of those things where, like, you're not surprised. Like, it's not like that's, like, crazy technology. It feels like that's something that, like, could easily be.
I mean, how often when we were kids, we were told, don't stand near the microwave.
Right.
Right? Like, and don't open the door early.
Right. Right.
Right? It'll shut off, but don't open the door early.
Yeah, give it that 3-second beep off that it gives you.
Right.
Right, exactly. Like, that's going to save your ass from whatever horribleness is going on inside of that machine. Yeah. No, you're exactly right, Matt. It's just to think that technology that we use ubiquitously everywhere to cause extreme heat invisibly to automatically occur hasn't been perfected and pinpointed in the last 40 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But but of course, for decades, we brushed it off. No one could possibly know how to actually utilize microwaves as a weapon. Outrageous.
I'm glad we went to Gilbert Godfrey for his quote from back in the day.
No. There's no possible way that Havana syndrome is true. If it is true, what's not true? What's not true? If Santa Claus comes down my chimney, I'm going to say, please go back to your CIA headquarters, you fat fuck. Because you're clearly also operative. There's no way you're real. But he is, because everything's fucking real.
Two years ago, Gilbert left us. So, shout out to Gilbert.
Thanks for that reminder. Right? Great. Yeah, just in time for me to haunt OJ. I got 2 years of OJ haunting in before he came and joined me here in hell. What a bastard. And he makes me take the top bunk. But joke's on him, I pissed the bed. On purpose.
I'll show him.
Boy,
the juice is loose.
There's very few times where just as not since Tiger King has it been so universally okay to just kick dirt.
Just pile on, yeah.
OJ died, everyone's like, oh.
Old Orenthal.
Bang, 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 bang. I got no problem firing shots on this. No worries.
No. No.
I mean, I'm one of them.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody cares. Nope.
I think my text to you guys was, he died doing what he loved. Not spending time in prison for double murder.
Yep.
I always said.
We,
OJ Simpson said he'd rather die than celebrate Siblings Day on social media.
Yeah.
Well, cancer well, he said it's going to devote itself to finding the real killer.
He found him finally. It took all that time.
Ozzy Rob with the zinger.
Nice. Coming off the top rope, Ozzy Rob.
Boom.
Speaking of things that Ozzy Rob is coming off the top rope with, we got some physical scoop mail.
Physical scoop mail. Physical scoop mail. Zippity doo. We got mail in a box.
I love it. I can't touch it from here.
Oh, I don't know what also, it is because it's over there with Rob.
Also, just real quick, when I went to the Eclipse, we stopped at a little grocery store that we were parked in the parking lot of in this little town.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm going to grab a little sugar-free Red Bull and a snack. What do you think I went for with snack? What do you think just jumped out at me? They had a giant
moon pie.
7-Eleven's been doing these weird cream-filled croissants in a vacuum-sealed bag. Was it one of those?
That sounds amazing, but no. This is think more just your basic you as a father. What's the easiest thing that you could just grab and sling into a box or just throw at your kid and be like, there's your lunch, go, whatever.
Like a granola bar type thing?
Lunchable, precisely.
Lunchables.
Oh!
So I bought a couple Lunchables, and then I ate one and saved the other. And then the next fucking day, they come out with this thing about how there are incredible amounts of lead in Lunchables.
Oh, no!
Like, and this is staggering just amounts trend. Of lead.
They're finding lead. They're finding lead in cinnamon apple pouches, like applesauce pouches for kids. So basically,
the Mott's. Anything they got that uses, it in the Mott's.
Yes. Maybe not Mott's. So let's not shout them out. But anything that uses kind of like a cinnamon or saffron, any kind of thing where the color itself helps sell the product.
Yeah.
They have been outsourcing it to different countries, and those countries.
And they're using lead to color it?
Lead is an ingredient in the thing to make sure that the color pops, the color stands out.
If you are suggesting, Matt and Paul, that capitalism has not completely fixed this problem on its own with no interference from the outside governing bodies,
I was told bodies, it was a self-remedying, trickle-down, perfect system. What the fuck?
The marketplace of ideas always involves caring. Always involves empathy.
Well, anyway, I threw away the second Lunchable. Because fuck.
Good.
Yeah.
You should have.
I did, instantly. I'm just like, I'm
beside
myself.
I like that you didn't even return it. You just threw it away.
No, I did. I had taken it away.
Get yourself some weird, not quite General Chow's, not necessarily sesame, kind of barbecue, weird chicken nugget thing that they make in their weird ovens and put it in that weird heat holder thing. Get yourself one of those.
Man, that's the other thing, too. It's like the processed chicken that I've got in the freezer. It's like, you know, it's coming from these farms where they take the heads off the chickens.
Where's this going, buddy?
I don't know.
And then a monkey came up, and the monkey was like, I'm a genie.
Monkey's like, here's all the heads of the chickens that you've over the time
and
of your life.
They're full of lead. Those chicken heads
I'm opening
are full
this
of
physical
lead.
Scoop mail from Aussie Rob. The first thing I see are chewy caramel Tim Tams.
Yes.
Whoa, fantastic.
Man, I'm
Tim
so mad Tams, I'm not in the
Tim
churn.
Tams.
Oh, I do love a Tim Tam. And we got Starward single malt Australian whiskey. That's the Nova.
Sounds delicious.
Fantastic.
That bottle looks
really
neat.
And I see
two
more bags there that I bet are going to be around at Scoop Fest.
Okay.
And I bet they have your guys' names on them, too.
Fantastic.
Although,
thank you,
I do love getting physical scoop mail when you guys aren't in churn with me.
I'm really mad about those Tim Tams.
Yeah, you should be, because they're going to be gone.
That's
I'm going to raid those other bags.
Very, very kind of you,
Rob. I have a bag
here
for Matt.
Thank you.
If you could pass it on to Penn, that'd be great.
Let's see. We got an email here from Rune Scoop. Hey there, boys, fellas, pals, amigos, companions, hoochie mamas. Sulfur hexafluoride is considered non-toxic and, quote, safe to inhale, end quote.
So the
sulfur hexafluoride, that's the stuff that we talked about it several episodes ago. That's the stuff that makes your voice go super deep. Like voice helium goes. Makes your voice go super high.
Right.
Okay.
Sulfur hexafluoride makes it go super deep.
With that
being said,
all right, here we go. Here's
not,
the caveat:
do not inhale it, as it can still lead to death. Basically,
because air,
which is oxygen and nitrogen, has density and travels at a speed. Helium is less dense and travels faster, increasing pitch. Sulfur hexafluoride is more dense and travels slower, decreasing pitch. These changes in density also do something else. They change how things float in your lungs.
Oh,
since helium is less dense, it essentially floats on top of the oxygen, that's the stuff keeping you alive, and easily leaves the lungs when you exhale. Sulfur hexafluoride is considerably more dense than air, like Paul, and will sit under the oxygen, displacing it. This means... I added the like Paul. Our friend here, RuneScoop, did not add the like Paul.
This means you should hold my legs upside down, and so we do it like a beer bong.
That's what I'm understanding, yes. Yeah. This means that if you have too much sulfur hexafluoride, there is no way to quickly displace it and replenish the oxygen, and you will suffocate to death.
I was told as a child, you can never be too rich, too thin, or inhale too much sulfur hexafluoride. So,
yeah, but that was Kentucky. That's Kentucky schools, baby.
I don't know.
As far as Matt's concerned for smell, sulfur does not always mean rotten eggs, smelly, and sulfur hexafluoride is odorless. Oh, all well, right. That's a shame. But I can't blame him too much, as he didn't suffer through 9 years of college / grad school like I did to get a piece of paper telling him that he's a philosopher now. So, to recap, inhaling sulfur hexafluoride is perfectly safe if you do the math to figure out what an acceptable amount is to inhale, but who the fuck has the time for math, so don't inhale it. Fuck you in the face with a less dense, quickly moving dick. That's Rune Scoop.
Thank you, Rune Scoop.
Yeah, people have told me since we talked about it that after you inhale it and have your super deep voice, that you have to, like some people do what Matt was joking about, which is stand on their head, get upside down, and like big breaths out, big exhalations to try to exhale it from their lungs.
And that science is tight. You can't knock anyone doing that, right? That's got to be that's got to work 100% of the time.
100% of the time. 60% of the time, it works all the time. We got one from Cruisin' Scoop. Hi, gents. I was excited to hear in episode 1091 that Matt is considering a stint aboard the Sun Princess in the fall with the Magic Castle collaboration.
Well, thank you.
My wife and I are avid cruisers and have experienced some good and very bad magic at sea in a number of venues.
Well, then buckle up, because you're take getting a moment. Both from me.
Good and very
bad. I'm going to take a moment right now just to say that I misunderstood the moniker that Cruisin' Scoop was using. I didn't realize it was like ship cruising. I thought he meant he was just cruising for ass.
Yeah, me too.
Or cruising for a bruising.
Right. Yeah,
maybe cruising for a bruising.
Both are the same to me.
A contusion.
A bruised ass.
Yeah. That's how you know you got some good ass when it got bruised.
My wife and I are avid cruisers and have experienced some good and very, very bad magic at sea in a number of venues. We even bumped into Losender at Dueling Pianos on an NCL ship after his set at the now defunct Illusionarium dinner show.
Losander very famously does the giant, the big floating table routine with the candle on the table. If you remember from Fool Us, it is an iconic routine.
Yeah. As far as ship internet, many cruise lines are now installing Starlink, and on my most recent cruise, I was able to easily join a Zoom meeting with video while at sea. Your mileage may vary, but it's not unthinkable that Matt may be able to connect and record while he's on board. My side hustle is that I own a travel agency focused on cruising with my wife, and we would not only be thrilled to help any fellow Scoop sail on the Sun Princess to see Matt's show once his schedule is known, but we will throw you some extra onboard credit or some other special offer to make your vacation even more special. Please check us out at gowithlisa.com, GOWITHLISA.com, and let us know you're a Scoop for that extra special treatment. Fucking you in the face. That's Chris, a.k.a. the Cruisin' Scoop. And Cruisin' Scoop does not mean that he is cruising up and down the Sunset Strip cruising for that poon.
That's right. That is a very kind offer. I love it. I would love to see Scoops while I'm out there. I'll bring my purple chips. And so please, I will announce my schedule. Can you, if you hear it, just get back in touch with me, matt@heyscoops.com, and I'll make sure to publicize that link when I announce my schedule. Thanks.
Absolutely. Let's see. Oh, yeah. It's that time. It's that time, folks.
Oh,
no. It's time for Jock versus a Nerd.
Oh, no.
Bring it, chicken wing it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time.
Time for Jock versus
Explosion of Twin Monkeys. What's up, Dick and Tit Farmers?
He never knew he was a twin. It's so sad.
That's so sad.
What's up, dick and tit farmers? Why don't we farm vaginas? Exactly. That's a question for later. I made you fools a scooperty using AI as my guide. Uh-oh. Enjoy this ChatGPT-infused mess. Here's a guide to the categories so you're not confused. Let me pull the categories up on the screen here so we can see them. There we go. AI quotes. The AI was asked to rewrite a famous quote with new phrasing.
Oh, boy.
Drunk AI movie plots.
Oh, wow.
The AI was asked to create a drunken description of an existing movie plot. AI TV plots. The AI was asked to make a show based on an existing title. And song parodies. The AI was asked to create Weird Al parody lyrics of famous song hooks.
Oh, fascinating.
This All is right, this is our first, I think our first AI-based scooperty.
You should definitely bring this up with Penn. All right, what do we
definitely,
got?
Definitely. Havana Syndrome. Matt, you're up.
I will do AI drunken movie plots, please.
Let's see.
Good call.
So there's this dude, right, barefoot, because reasons, at this giant shiny party box during Christmas, he's like hopping around playing tag with these super rude party crashers who totally didn't RSVP. It's like the worst office bash ever, but then it cuts off.
That would be Die Hard.
Good one. Yep. Gotta be Die Hard. Yep. Absolutely.
The barefoot, that's the...
Part of it got cut off, and Matt still got Die Hard.
That's a good one.
Let's see. I'll try AI song parodies for 400. Because the leaves gonna fall, 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 and my rake's gonna break, 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 break. Baby, I'm just gonna rake, 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 rake it all, rake it all. That, of course, is the classic song "Man on the Moon."
Oh, REM.
That is "Shake It Off" by the old T Swizzle. Absolutely.
Nicely done. That could be a pretty fun one.
Yeah.
I like it. Rake it all.
The leaves are going to fall, 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 fall.
I'll let SJ know so she can start doing parody Taylor Swift songs in her Taylor Swift show.
She could be the Weird Al of Taylor impersonators.
Break it all.
Yeah.
There's a corner.
Paul, you're up.
If she wants to do that, I would be happy to write her some Taylor Swift parody songs.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell her that part.
Matt can show up as Kelsey's brother. And
Jacob, show SJ these parodies, and she wants to sing them. Can you show them to her for me, please?
I'm going to have Penn show it to her. Paul, you're up.
I'm going to try AI quotes, please.
Let's see here. Choosing existence or oblivion, therein lies the inquiry.
To be or not to be, the famous Hamlet soliloquy.
I think you got to give the whole quote. To be or not to be.
That is the question.
That is the question. Yes.
Oh, whoa. Good correction by Jake.
Well done.
Yeah.
Matt.
I'll go back to movies, please.
Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to bear the
slings. That's the thing. I knew he'd know the quote.
Cruel.
Okay. Bear. Imagine a bunch of plastic kiddo things that chat and have like feelings and stuff when no humans are peeping. The cowboy doodle thinks he's the boss until this space dude shows up and they kind of go on a wacky trip without leaving the house. And then it looks like the word totally is there and then it's cut off.
That would be Man on the Moon. The movie
Man on the Moon. Of course it is.
With Jim Carrey. No, that is Toy Story. Toy Story.
Toy Story. No, I'm sorry. It's Toy Story 2. Toy Story 2. It is Toy Story. Let's see. It's me. I'll try TV show plots for 400. By the way, I'm loving these. A quirky documentary series that dives into the parenting techniques of the animal kingdom. Each episode explores how different species mate, meet, and care for their young with a humorous twist that compares their behaviors to human dating and parenting. Boy. Quirky documentary series that dives into the parenting techniques of the animal kingdom. I don't know. I have to pass. It passes to Paul.
I'm going to be sad that I don't know this, probably. Mutual of Omaha is the only thing coming to my mind. Quirky documentary series. Now, this is AI describing an actual TV.
I believe plot. So, yes.
Now, is it describing the whole series or is it? I don't know.
I don't know. You know everything I know.
Right. I'll have to pass.
Matt, you know it?
No, I don't.
Let's see. Oh, How I Met Your Mother.
Ah.
Oh.
See.
The animal thing threw us all off.
Yeah. Paul, you're up.
I'll stick with AI quotes, please.
Let's see.
I like that Jacob goes, I really like this format. Then we hit like a brick wall of a question.
Yeah. Sorry, that was my fault. Sorry. Should initial efforts not yield success, persist in your endeavors, repeatedly striving for achievement.
If at first you don't succeed, try again.
I'm sorry, it's three tries, Paul. It's try again.
No, it's
only two. I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
It's only two. But you know what? I saw somebody make mention that, you know what that phrase should be? If at first you don't succeed, find out why.
Yeah. Change tactics.
Right? Yeah.
Go about a different way.
Sure, try again.
If at first you don't succeed, try something else.
Yeah, well, differently. But
find out why you didn't succeed. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Find out.
Matt, you're up.
Yeah. I will. I'm going to go back to movies. That's my safe place so far. So I'm
all right
back to
for 1200. All right. There's this adventurous hat guy who really, really likes old stuff. He ends up at this super spooky dinner party where they definitely don't serve chicken nuggets. Then he takes a wild ride in a cart that's definitely not up to safety codes. And then it gets cut off again.
That would be Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
No, that's, that's Indiana Jones
and the AIDS discrimination.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Yes. It's me. I'm going to try not TV show plots again. Let's see. I'll try quotes for 1200. It's a Daily Double. Maintain proximity to those you consider allies, yet ensure those you deem adversaries are held even nearer for vigilant observation and understanding. I thought it was rewriting the quotes, not just giving the quote.
Yeah, I mean, this is the way I understood the quote to be.
That's just the quote. Yeah.
I like that quote.
Keep your friends close and keep your enemies closer.
Nice.
Yeah.
One of my favorite Charlie XCX songs, Enemy. Really great. It's all.
Oh, I like the parody Enema.
It's a good song. The chorus, maybe you're my enemy.
Oh, nice. I can't wait to tell SJ all about it.
Because you keep me closer. Talk to Penn. He knows. He knows Charlie XCX.
Paul, you're up.
Let's go. I'll close out AI quotes.
Let's see. For 2000. Experiences that fail to bring about our demise serve instead to fortify our resilience and enhance our vigor.
That which does not kill me makes me stronger.
Yes. I'm sorry, it's us. It's that that kills us.
Which could also be under Pink in the song parodies.
Right.
Oh, yeah. What a kill me make me stronger.
There it is. I was wondering who's going to belt it out first.
Perfect.
Who's going to sing it first?
I don't know it.
Matt,
I don't
up.
Know it well enough.
I will do.
I'll go clearly, back, I know it very well.
I'll go back to the TV plots.
Oh, let's you're a bold man. Bold man.
A spirited competition where teams of skilled carpenters and imaginative designers battle to craft the most majestic and historically inspired chairs. Each episode challenges contestants to draw inspiration from a specific era or culture judged on creativity and other things.
Oh man, I'm missing the connective tissue because I missed the animal kingdom. So I have a feeling this probably isn't actually about chairs.
Right.
I think the idea was that they just gave it the title of a show.
Oh yeah,
and then
okay.
It would create a description based on just the title.
Yeah, the AI was asked to make a show based on an existing show title.
Thank you, Rob.
Think of something that involves
that makes
fancy
more sense.
Chairs. And maybe games involving them.
I got it. I got
Rob,
it.
Rob, you're a lifeline, Rob. Go ahead. Give me a clue or give me what you're thinking here, buddy.
Like I said fancy chairs and maybe games involving them.
Yes.
So musical chairs, but that's not a show.
Maybe some pointy chairs. Yeah.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Thank you, Rob.
Look at Rob just fixing things.
Good point. Let's see, it's me. Rob just repeated what the email said, but I had just forgotten it. So that's good.
Correct.
I like that.
Yes. I'm going to try AI movie plots for 2000. It's the other Daily Double.
Now it's for 2000.
Yeah.
Hi-o.
Okay. Imagine this space dude who's really into heavy breathing classes. His friend, who's really into heavy breathing, chases his friends around the galaxy. Meanwhile, the main guy gets life advice from a tiny green philosopher in a swamp and learns to do party tricks with his mind. There's also this awkward other stuff, I assume, about brothers and sisters fucking.
Yep.
What version of that movie did you see?
That, of course, is Star Wars Episode 1.
No.
Nope. I know. No, it's Star Wars. It's all the Star Wars stuff.
All
it's
the Darth Star Vader, Wars stuff? No, heavy. It's a movie. It's one of
Wait.
Them.
Wait. Oh, I have to name the Star Wars movie? It can't just be Star Wars?
Yeah.
Well, it can be, if you said episode, Paul, you'd be happy with that, right?
No, there's one where this stuff happens.
Okay.
Okay, let's see here. So it's one of the original three. The first one, does he meet Yoda in the first one? I think he might. Empire, he's running away. It's not the third one. It's not Jedi. I think it's just Star Wars. The original one, I'll say A New Hope. Episode 4, A New Hope. No, it is Empire.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's why Paul wanted to be a stickler about it.
He doesn't meet Yoda till Empire.
Great.
That's when Yoda, he learns. He goes to Dagobah and learns the stuff in Empire. That doesn't happen in A New Hope.
Good. Paul, you're up.
It's my favorite movie of all time.
I know. You stopped the show to let people know.
What I'm laughing is the collision of Paul's enthusiasm and Jacob having lost 2,000 points. It's a two different very strong forces in the universe happening right there.
Balance. Always balance theory.
Hey, Jacob, make sure you tell Penn about losing that question, okay, buddy?
I will. I'll tell him how much I care about Star Wars while I'm at it.
Oh,
Paul,
man.
You're up.
Penn hates Star Wars. I'll try the TV shows.
By the way, the more Star Wars I see, the more I agree with him.
Oh, no. It's getting worse. I love that when he calls it Jive.
No. The more you rewatch the original ones, too, if you don't already love them from your childhood, they're not great.
No, I know. But he called them Jive, and it just cracked me up.
Yeah.
Because George Lucas is a bad filmmaker. He's a bad storyteller. He's a bad director. And he's demonstrated that more and more the more things that he directs.
He is a great masseuse.
He doesn't know how to write dialogue.
He's a great masseuse. If you ever get a chance to get a massage from George.
No good on dialogue, that's for sure.
And a fantastic beard. Yeah, he's not good on dialogue or storytelling or deciding what needs to be cut and kept in the movie or storyboarding or deciding like, we're going to tell this story. No, we're going to decide to tell this story. He's not good at like cementing things.
That's why Empire is the best.
I guess you could just say he's a bad filmmaker.
That's why Empire is the best, because it was Kasdan and
Kasdan and
Kirshner that did Empire.
You're just making me like it less. A creative competition where crafters use textiles to stitch quilts that tell captivating stories, blending genres from fantasy to sci-fi, judged on their artistry, narrative depth, and craftsmanship. Participants vie for the Supreme Story Stitcher title.
Oh, man. Supreme
Story Stitcher. This was TV shows?
Stitcher. Yeah, it's not a TV show. Again, it's got to be a definition of a...
It's just a title.
A twisty definition of a title. So, like, quilting, textiles, quilts, so blanket, the Michael Jackson kid story.
That's it.
A creative competition where crafters use textile, blanket, lots of blankets, lots of covers, bedding. I'll have to pass. I don't know.
Let's see, that passes to Matt.
Oh, gosh. Stitch in Time, The Greatest Story. Rob, lifeline here. Do you have any thoughts?
I got nothing.
Yeah, Rob's just shrugging in the room here.
Yeah. It's going to be something like The Greatest Story Ever Told or something like that, but I don't have it.
Well, because the Supreme Story Stitcher is in quotes. So that makes me think that's kind of the title, but I have no idea.
I'll pass to Jacob.
Let's see. A creative competition where crafters use textiles to stitch. Huh.
Amazing Stories?
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, The Handmaid's Tale.
Okay.
Handmaid's Tale. Yeah, that
works. Because it's handmade.
A creative competition where crafters use textiles to stitch quilts that tell captivating stories.
Yeah.
Handmaid's Tale.
Matt, you're up.
That's fucking hard.
You know, I'm terrible at remembering song titles, but let's go for it. AI song parodies, please.
For 800, woke up with the dawn in a tangle of sheets. My hair's a wild storm, socks on my feet. Launched out of bed, a race against the clock. Spilled my coffee. Oh, what a shock. Missed my meeting with that alarm bell's defeat. And then it gets cut off.
Woke up in the morning. Got out of bed. Woke up. Got out of bed. Dragged a comb across my head.
No. This is more modern.
Okay.
This person went through a battle with their producer with sexual assault allegations.
Oh, yeah. This is the theme from Saved by the Bell.
No. I'll pass.
It passes to me. My hair's a wild sort of socks on my feet, launched out of bed.
Currently, this song is getting a little bit of a bump because of what happened to another artist who got raided by Homeland Security.
Oh, so this is a Puffy adjacent artist?
That name might factor into this lyric.
Yeah.
Instead of Tangle of Sheets, think about who you just mentioned, Jacob. And then put that.
Well, I'm passing, Paul. So what is it?
I'm pretty sure it's Kesha's TikTok.
Oh, okay. Nope. More than a feeling.
More than a feeling. Boy, I got fucked on that.
You did.
you talked all of us into passing. So that part's good.
Yeah. It's me. I'll close out TV show plots for 2000. A competitive landscaping show where designers battle to turn challenging hill-centric backyards into breathtaking gardens. Judged on innovation, environmental friendliness, and hill incorporation, the top landscaper wins a notable contract and a good reputation.
I have an idea.
Something about hills? Yeah. Oh, that it's got to be King of the
I've
Hill.
I've got a thought here. Maybe.
Yeah, hill-centric
just
backyards.
Maybe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gotta be King of the Hill. Absolutely.
Propane accessories.
Jacob's back in the game.
Paul just wanted to help me out get those 2,000 points back. Paul, you're up.
Fair is fair. Damn it, Dale. I'll try. Dale's dead, guys. It's really fucking Havana syndrome. AI parody, please.
You want the 1,200 or 2,000? Score check. Matt has 3,200. Paul has 2,400. I have 1,600.
Oh, I guess I should try the 2,000 to put myself over the top, right?
All right, let's see.
Well, both, I think, would have. Go ahead.
Yeah. When I plop down on my stool, start to play like a drunken mule, singing, "Can you spare a buck or two for my jar?" It's a circus here every night, bartenders juggling, moods alight, and they're spilling all their secrets in this bar.
Billy Joel's Piano Man.
That's right.
Let's see. It is Piano Man.
That one
I gives
figured
Paul
out.
The lead. Let's see. Matt, though, you can tie. He's closing out the category and the game. AI song parodies for 1,200. When I'm stumbling in the dark, nature plays a prank on me. Giggling from the shadows, watch your step. Though we trip on unseen things in the dance of destiny, there's a cheeky echo. Watch your step. Watch your step. Watch your step.
Jesus, I really knew Piano Man, too. I'm so mad.
I know.
I really was all over that one.
Piano Man clicked for all of us.
I'm stumbling in the dark.
When I'm stumbling in the dark, nature plays a prank. Giggling from the shadows, watch your step.
Watch your step. So it kind of they kind of rhyme,
yeah.
Sort of like rake, rake, rake. So watch your step would be like,
man, I don't know this at all.
What's a rhyme for watch your step?
Ozzy Rob, any help?
Botch your lep.
No, we just got shrugs from Ozzy Rob.
He's just flipping the bird right to my camera.
Hop your mep.
Yep.
Stop your...
That's how they say hello in Australia.
Stumbling in the dark. Nature plays a prank on me. Giggling from the shadows. Watch your step. Though we trip on unseen things in the dance of destiny.
God, I don't know. I guess I just lose. Pass.
Watch your step. Watch your step.
Yeah, it passes to me.
I can't even get. I don't even have a guess.
Watch your step. Watch your step. Watch your step.
Oh, man.
Watch your step. Watch your step. Watch your
step. So nature, something about nature in there. Because this is the... oh, wait, this is song parodies.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. So this is just this famous song hook.
Once we get it, we need to sing it out and see how it matches up.
Yeah, I don't know. Paul, do you know it?
I can't fathom it, no.
All right, let's see. Oh, I just messed up my computer. There we go. It is Let It Be.
When I'm stumbling in the dark, nature plays a prank on me. Giggling from the shadows, watch your step. Though we trip on unseen things in the dance of destiny, there's a cheeky echo. Watch your step. Watch your step. Watch your step. Watch your step. Watch your step.
And that is the game. Paul wins with 4,400. Matt's in second with 3,200. I'm in third with 1,600. That's from Scoop Neon Black. Thank you, Scoop Neon Black. I did like that one.
That was a really good one,
Scoop Neon Black. Thank you so much. Scoop Neon Black has been very kind to me, sending me some really cool 3D printed materials.
I'm against that. I'm against people being kind to Paul. But otherwise, other than that, though, I like Scoop Neon Black.
A good use of AI, actually.
Yes, absolutely. That's like humans actually working with AI.
Yeah.
Right.
Guiding AI by the hand as best
and using it as a fun, not using it to cheat on work, but using it as the actual crux of the game.
But
good job.
Right. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump, and that shit's going to be out of control. Oh, my God.
I'm going
to if you want to send us a scooperty, head over to heyscoops.com. You can send us a scooperty. You can send us a Price of Sprite jock versus nerd. You can send us an obelisk jock versus nerd. All of those things can be done over there at heyscoops.com. You know what else can be done over there? You can buy a last-minute ticket to Scoop Fest. That's right. Come on, buy a last-minute ticket to Scoop Fest. Come join us here in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada in May. Come on out. While we're talking about Scoop Fest, housekeeping detail for everyone who is staying at the Orleans.
Oh, yes. Good job, Jacob.
If you could do us a favor, and this is purely doing us a favor, it'll help us out more than you know. If you are staying at the Orleans and you booked your room either without using our discount code or you're not on our list in some way, if you could give them a call, if you could please, I know this is a big ask.
Let me do it this way. Email me. I just need to know,
email Matt at heyscoops.com.
Yeah, just I need to know the names. A lot of people had a hard time using the discount code over the phone.
Yes.
Some people just didn't go through our link. Some people just booked a room at the Orleans just because. And
a lot of that is because of the Orleans, because I found out that the Orleans changed the discount code. Once it became 2024, they changed the number in the fucking code.
Which is so fucking annoying. And so because of that, we've gotten very little credit for the amount of people staying at the Orleans, and that's part of our deal with them. So we have like a crazy small amount of people who are getting credit for using the discount code, and we get certain upgrades for our package based on how many rooms people book. So basically...
That's right.
Just email me. Just put Orleans in the... Orleans Hotel in the subject line and the name of the reservation. That's all you need to email me. Just put Orleans Hotel booking in the subject line and just the name that the reservation would be under. And we're simply going to forward those names to the Orleans to get credit for you being there for Scoop Fest.
That would honestly do us you'd be doing us a huge favor if you'll do that.
Please
email
please.
Orleans in the subject line, and then put your name in the body of the email there so that Matt can forward those on. Matt at heyscoops.com, and we will take care of that on our end. And if you would do that for us, we would very much appreciate it. You'd be doing us a big favor.
Yeah. I put out a shout out in Scoop Group and I got like two names. So I think it's impossible. The math does not make sense versus the amount of tickets we've sold versus the amount of rooms we've booked.
Right.
So if you could help us, it's hopefully a quick email for you and it's a big deal for us. So thank you for remembering that,
yes.
Jacob.
Yeah.
I want to thank Penn Jillette for creating this podcast.
Thanks, Penn.
And I want to thank the
followers. Oh, one last thing real quick. If you haven't booked your stay at the Orleans yet, I believe it is now, the code is SCFE24P. Or if you're calling them to make your room reservation, you can tell them, Scoop Fest, Ice Cream Social, all those are trigger words to them. And so hopefully they will, get those in and give us credit if you haven't yet booked your room and you're still doing that.
Yeah. I want to thank the following people who all know which episode Luke met Yoda. Sean Daugherty, Scuba Scoop, Scott Swinford, Scott Schoenfeld, Scott Moldering, Scott Hennington, Scott Burrell, Scott Ashlock, Scott Andrews, Scott A., Scoopy Scoopy Jess, Scoopy Bartfast, Scoopy Ramone, Scoopy Dooby Doo, Scoopy and the Beast, Scoop Trek the Experience, Scoop to My Lou, and Scoop's a Hazard.
I want to thank all these people who, if you want to get really fucking technical about it, will tell you, honestly, Yoda was there in episode 3 when the twins were born and they were taken respectively to Coruscant or to...
Who cares?
I'm just saying they met. It was the baby
read
would
your
remember
fucking names.
Scoop Mids, Scoop Scoopa Troopa, Scoop Mania, Scoopaholic, Scoop T, Scoop Skywalker. There it is. It always comes back.
There it is.
Scoop of Saltwalker, Scoop Nurse, Scoop Mifa, Scoop Lord Tristan, Scoop K, Scoop Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. Scoop du jour. Scoop it real good. Scoop Emily. Scoop Dave Ill. Scoop Chang the Beijing Bugle. And Scoop Bucky.
I want to thank the following people who know that if you don't have a joke, a really long useless fact about Star Wars will do. Scoopometrics. Scoop Nick. Scoop Neon Black. Scoop Lakisa. Scoop Nag Paddywhack. Scoop Kata. Scoop JD. Scoopiter Ascending. Scoopia Loren. Scoop Gar and the Jizwallers. Jizwhalers, sorry. Wishful thinking Jizwallers. Scoopa Nova Girl, Scooper Intendant, and Scoopaluga.
All these people are on pins and needles waiting to hear Penn's opinion on putting your dick in a vice. Scoop Brady, Scabby the Rat Scoop, Sarah Boyle, Sanja Petrovic, Sam Reed, Sam Motley, Salt Lick Scoop, Socket Mengel, Ryer Appledore, and Ryan Hayward, Ryan Rose, and Ron Heck.
And the following scoops, now bear with me here for a minute. The following scoops, they were all walking along and they found a genie, right? And they said to that genie, what do I do if my mom is also a genie? And the genie said, Roger Taylor, Roger Edge, Rodimus Scoop, Robots Ahoy, Robert Paulson, Robert Korb, Riz Scoops Me, Richard Hill, Richard Graffiti, Richard Fastknot, Richard Dunn, Remember the a la mode, Refrigerator Perry Scoop, I think he's still alive, Ranch and Does Things, Randy Lynn, Randy, Ralph Barrett, Raggedy Girl, Radioactive Scoop, Quiet Quiet Scoop, Pyro, Pseudo Scoop, Proto Scoop, Proper Scoop, Professor Big Scoop, Polar Bear Scoop, Pick It Up, Pick It Up, Pick It Up, Philip Guyton, Phil Tomlinson, Phil Renly, and Petty Officer Scoop. I thank you all so much.
Thank you all so much. Hey, if you want to be a part of a really cool part of this community in a way that's super helpful to everyone who loves the show, including us, you can support us on Patreon. For as little as $2 a month or $22 for the year or something like that, we have monthly and yearly options.
$2
for
times
you.
12 is 22, yes.
But you get a discount. No, 2 times 12 is 24, and but you get a discount for doing the year. Obviously, that means more at the higher tiers than the lowest tier, but you get a nice discount if you support us for a larger amount. And boy, it is super helpful, i.e., like Paul couldn't work while he was waiting for his hip to be replaced and going through all mm-hmm. that. This podcast
right.
is very important to him and his dogs. So if you so do it for Adora is what I'm saying. Head on over to preachingfun.com.
Enjoy.
It's better than hanging with your mom.
if you also don't care what Star Wars says what about what, head on over to fartsinabag.biz.
Farts, 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 farts in a bag.
That's fartsinabag.biz. Like, several of them are just not good movies. Fartsinabag.biz. That, along with preachingfun.com, takes you over to our Patreon page, where for as little as $2 a month, you can help keep this show on the air. Head on over there. Let us know you think the show is worth more than $0. It's a huge help to us.
Technically, episode 3 when the twins were born.
It's true. Yoda was there. He saw the babies. Yeah, yeah.
Show of hands. Who was arguing about that point?
Thank you. Leia
gets taken to Alderaan, and then Luke gets taken to fucking Tatooine.
Boom.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We really appreciate it. Take care of yourselves out there. We love you, and we'll see you soon.
We'll see you soon.
Just like that monkey, Luke never realized he was twins.
And his mom was a genie,
right? His mom basically was a genie because she imagined immaculately conceived Anakin.
That's what genies do. See ya.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.